Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back here on Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino as we count down to Thursday Night Football coming up on 105.3 FM between Seattle and the Bears, and then also on 105.3 FM. That's on 105.3 FM, 870 AM. Pelicans taking on the Rockets. Pre-game coverage starts 6:30 there. And then tomorrow, Pelly's got another one back-to-back at home, taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. Same tip-off time, 7 p.m. You can catch all the action. Pelicans on 870 a.m. Mike, there was something you were talking about you wanted to get into as we were getting into the break just a moment ago.
Yeah, we were talking about running the football more in the NFL, and I got kind of tipped off a little bit by it. When you go to Louisiana Line Camp, there's a lot of the NFL coaches there, and they had a feeling that the offenses, because they had been in those meetings, and they knew what their teams were doing, so they figured it was league-wide. Yeah. You know, and last year, there was not a running back in the NFL that carried the football 300 times as a rusher. Derrick Henry had 280, Christian McCaffrey 272, Rashad White, and think about that, last year, he carried about 272 times for the Bucs. And then Travis Etienne, Louisiana guy, Jacksonville Jaguars, 267. This year, already with games left to play, you got three running backs that have carried the football over 300 times. Saquon Barkley, 314. Derrick Henry, 305. Kyron Williams, 303 with the Rams. And there's four other guys that are in kind of shouting distance of the 300 mark, and that would be Josh Jacobs, who we got to see Monday night, 278. Bijan Robinson with Atlanta, 259. Najee Harris with the Steelers. He may get the 300. He's got 251 right now with a couple games. And then Chuba Hubbard with the Panthers, 250. So you might have six to seven guys that rushed the ball 300 times or more. Last year, you didn't have a one. Not one.
Yeah, people were quick to run off the running back last year.
And you look at the success of what Derek has done to the offense with the Ravens, what Josh has done. And, you know, Aaron Jones is a good back. You know, he goes to Minnesota. But, you know, they got a better player in Josh Jacobs. And what he was able to do, and certainly Saquon. And I told you, man, I was a Saquon Barkley fan coming out of Penn State. Just got saddled with a bad team, and then he gets beat up in New York. And then you would figure, you know, they let him go, and he goes sign with the Eagles. And wild. He is certainly, man, offensively, he's carted them on his back. And I know they got terrific receivers, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and, you know, and Dallas Goedert at tight end, and what Hurts does at quarterback. But really, that offense revolves around Saquon Barkley. On the flip of that, think of last year in receptions. CeeDee Lamb had 135 last year, which that's a big number. Tyreek Hill, 119. Amon Ross St. Brown, he had 119. Evan Engram. Now, if we was on Football Jeopardy, most people wouldn't have got the fourth one. He got 114 with the Jaguars. Michael Pittman Jr., he got 109 with the Colts. And then Keenan Allen got 108 with the L.A. Chargers. This year, Ja'Marr Chase leads everybody with 108.
Yep.
You know, he ain't getting the 135.
No.
And then you think Brock Bowers at 101 along with CeeDee Lamb.
We'll be seeing
and the
him.
Saints are going to see Brock Bowers. And, you know, that was an easy call on him, how good of a player he was at Georgia. And they just feed him the ball, certainly with the Raiders. And then Amon-Ra St. Brown again. He's got over 100. He's got 101. Malik Nabers is 97. So I would figure, you know, he's going to get over the 100. Mark Travis Kelsey's 97, too. Him and Malik both have 97. And then Jackson Smith and Najobo, he's got 93. Justin Jefferson's got 92. And Trey McBride has 92. But think about Trey. He's got 92 catches and not a one touchdown catch.
How does that happen?
He's got a touchdown run.
Okay.
But no touchdown reception. So look at the numbers, and you can see how this league has pivoted a little bit, and it's much more now than, say, a year ago toward the running game. The other thing that jumps out at me, Brock Bowers, with 101 catches, he eclipsed last year's mark with Sam Laporta, who set it at 86. Hmm. The most catches by a rookie tight end. Bowers got 101. Keith Jackson, who you knew about when he was with the Eagles, he got 81. Jeremy Shockey, that first year, 2002 with the New York Giants, he got 74. Dalton Kincaid in that special year of 2023 of tight ends, he got 73. And the only year he's really put up big numbers as a rookie, Kyle Pitts, 68 in 2021. You're seeing the big impact, too, at tight end. And rookie tight end saying, okay, just throw me the ball. I got it.
Yeah.
You see it with Bowers. You saw it last year with Laporta. Dalton Kincaid, he's had a few injuries this year. But, man, he's a terrific football player. We all saw the impact of Shockey, not only with the Giants, but then when the Saints got him from New York and what he had for that Super Bowl run here with the Saints. And, man, Keith Jackson, he's a man out on that field for the Eagles. Now, he didn't catch a ton of passes at Oklahoma. They weren't known for throwing the football back then. They were a run-oriented team. But you see now what's happening on the other end. And I think this will be a really good year for tight ends coming out. They may have somebody eclipse Brock Bowers' record next year. It is a quarterback-friendly spot where I'm looking for a hot guy quickly. It's the tight end. And that's why I think you've seen what Bowers and Laporta have been able to bring to the table, and certainly Dalton Kincaid, too, with the Bills.
You mentioned that list of the leading receivers, and what stood out to me is obviously Bowers, but also on the list, Nabers, two rookies doing their thing, and Nabers, man, getting it done in New York with
lousy
no quarterback play.
That's
right.
Bad. And now, I will say this. Bowers, he not looking like an all-star team of quarterbacks. What he got, he had
True.
Uncle Rico for a while, and then Uncle Rico gets hurt. Then he has O'Connell throwing him the football, and then Desmond Ritter.
Right? Yeah, and now it's back to
okay.
O'Connell.
So just think about that. I mean, he's not playing with an all-star team. You went from Jaden Daniels to Aiden O'Connell and Desmond Ritter. That ain't really good. And you can see the body language with Malik and hear it in his voice. Man, what have I gotten into? My thing, I'd tell him, hey, Malik, guess what? I know you got paid at LSU, but you're getting paid a lot of money now in the NFL.